And first of all, they looked very carefully at some preclinical studies to try to demonstrate to their satisfaction that one of the nuclear transcription factors we think is very important in this whole pathway, meaning hypoxia-inducible factor, would have an influence on sensitivity to these drugs. And it challenges some of our concepts because in the past, we have sort of suggested that the drug like sunitinib works on tumor vasculature, and that's where it has its major effect. What the group from Memorial did was look at the tumor per se and ask the question, is there a relationship between the level of this transcription factor, hypoxia-inducible factor, and a response to a drug like sunitinib? First in vitro, and then once they felt that they had enough evidence, they moved the data to look at tumor tissue from patients receiving sunitinib. And so the data that they presented in vitro was reasonably good. It showed us that cell lines with high levels of hypoxia-inducible factor, measured by Western blots, clearly were the lines that responded to a drug like sunitinib in terms of a decrease in proliferation.